Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, we thank you for allowing us to join together on this night, the 20th of April, 2020. Somebody please put your phone on mute. Someone please put your phone on mute. We can hear your background. Please put your phones on mute. We want to say, God, we thank you for allowing us to come together on this night, this third Monday of the month, April the 20th, 2020. God, we thank you for all that you're doing, God. God, we want to just say right now, cover this line, cover this ministry, God, for this is the ministry you have called in order and place. This ministry stands on and live by your word, and every minister and prophet and pastor and apostle, every man and woman of God that's attached to this ministry, God, we just ask you to cover them and cover their households. Keep them safe on tonight. We're asking you this, God. God, for we know that our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I am your host on tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We will be having our speaker for tonight is Minister Margot McCore. So we would like to just ask you all to get your Bibles, pens, and pencils together for tonight. There shall be a word from the Lord. We're asking everyone, if you're on the phone, please mute your phone until it's time. The background noise is echoing and is kind of loud. Please mute your phones. So I'm just going to say on tonight, I'm going to ask everyone to pray for the functions in the Williams family. We lost a family member on tonight, 27 years old, Tierra Williams. We were not going to go into details of what happened and what was said that happened, but we know that God makes no mistakes. We know that God's ways are not our ways. So on, I'm going to ask you again, please mute your phone. Please mute your phone. Please mute your phone. We're asking God to just cover them. I'm asking God to, whoever that is, to teach them how to follow instructions. Please mute your phone. God, we thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do. For God, we know that your word is yea and amen. We know that you will cover everyone that we pray for. We know that our prayers are answered. We know that our prayers don't fall on hollow ground where it's not, I'm sorry, our prayers don't fall on rocky ground. We give a hollow prayer up to you, O Lord. God, we just ask you to bless the woman of God that's going to be speaking on tonight. We ask you to bless this ministry line. We just ask you to do what you can do and only you can do, O God. For we know that you are God and God alone. God, I ask you to cover America, everyone that's dealing with whatever illness they're dealing with, whatever they say it is, God, make them tell the truth, what is what and what is going on. For God, we know that you are able. We know that you are our God. We know that you can bring everything and everybody under subjection, God. We know that you will do what needs to be done in this season. I'm going to say this is our Monday night blog talk. I'm going to say amen to that and amen for the prayer. I'm going to just say this to you all. Just know that God's word will go forth. Know that God is going to do what God is going to do. I'm asking you all to pray for all of the Seabury's, all of the Merritt's, the Thomas, the Dickens, the Smiths, the Sayers, the McMillans. We're asking you all to pray for the Kaisers. We're asking you all to pray for everyone that's related to us, our Kaiser bloodline, our Sanders bloodline, our Browns bloodline, our Sinclair bloodline, our Wright bloodline, the Seabury's bloodline. We're just asking for everyone that's under that bloodline affairs, everyone to be covered in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. We're just saying, God, cover the max. I don't want to leave anybody out. If I did leave you out, it was not by purpose. It was blame it to my head, not my heart. Our hearts are heavy on tonight due to the information we got today, but we know that God makes no mistakes. We know that God makes no mistakes. God makes no mistakes. Tonight, we're going to allow God to use Minister Margo in whatever way he wants. Whatever way God wants, we're going to let God have his way on tonight and just ask God to just bless us. Continue to bless us. So, Minister Margo, are you on the line? Minister Margo, are you on the line? Yes.
Can you hear me? Yes.
It's in your hand.
I am.
Yes, I can hear you now. It's in your hand. Do what God has addressed you and told you to do for tonight.
Okay. Well, Lord, I'm just going to begin with a short prayer. God, I just thank you for another day. I thank you, God, for all that you've done. I thank you, Father, for your love, for your care, for your blessing. Lord, you have been a good Father. You love us so much, and we thank you for your love. We thank you for just being God. We thank you, God, for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you will do. God, we just thank you. You're marvelous, you're glorious, you're wonderful. You are just our God, and you care about each and every one of us. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for lifting us. Thank you for covering us with the blood of Jesus. Thank you for allowing him to sacrifice himself for us so that we could come to your throne boldly and say, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you. We serve you. We worship you. God, you're just everything and above anything and everything in our lives. God, I just ask you to help me today as I go forward in you. Help me to get out of the way. Help me to simply allow you to speak through me. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I want to begin with a brief song that comes from Psalm 51. Okay. Create in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart. And I will worship thee. Create in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart and I worship thee. Cast me not away from thy presence. Please don't take thy spirit from me. Please restore the joy of salvation so that I may worship thee. Please create in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart and I will worship thee. And I worship thee. And I will worship thee. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. As I thought about this assignment, tonight I became more and more confused and concerned about what I should say to God's people. Then this morning, I sang this praise to our Father and got on my knees before him. During prayer, he moved me, my thoughts, and my big ideas out of the way, and he spoke to my spirit. He instructed me to go back to what he gave me when I first began down this unfamiliar path of obeying his call to be part of this ministry. God took me back to what he dropped in my spirit on March 15th. God told me that the pandemic, which was released by the demons of hell, is here because he wants the attention of his saints. God wants those of us who claim to love him, whose lives are hid in him, to examine ourselves. The scripture in 2 Chronicles, which we hear repeatedly now, is if my people who are called by my name, that's God's people, that's his followers, those that say they follow Christ, yes, us. God wants us to humble ourselves before a holy and righteous God. The word humble as an adjective means reflecting and expressing, offered in a spirit of submission. Humble as a verb, which is an actual word, means to destroy the power of independence that we think we do on our own, or to destroy the prestige of our standing or our estimation in the eyes of people. Our Lord wants us to humble ourselves, each of us, to closely and honestly examine ourselves before him. He wants us to throw off any form of pretense and lay ourselves openly. That's literally naked before him. God told me last month we needed to begin this process with our thoughts. When I spoke before, I focused on our conscious thoughts, the ideas, imaginations, and musings that saturate our thought processes. And when the Lord led me back to this, I was like, well, that's been discussed. But God said, you need to go deeper. What else rules your thoughts? Not just the surface emotions that can change as quickly as you can blink an eye. What is at the core of your thoughts? What is truly controlling your thoughts? I know you've probably already figured it out. God said, look at your heart. I was led to a scripture in Genesis 6:5, and I realized that I had never really examined it closely. It reads, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The thoughts of his heart. But God said to me, our hearts actually have reasonings and considerations, and those must be turned over to God. Only he can purge a heart.
We know God has the heart of the king in his hands, and we recall in the book of Exodus that God hardened. But I asked you, what has hardened your heart? What have we, his children, set our affections on? What is truly paramount in our hearts? Are we seeking God with all our hearts, with all our strength, with all of our souls? Many of us have more time than ever before to seek God. Have you increased your prayer time? Are you reading the Word more? God asked me, what are the idols that you have built up and conceived in your heart? What things have you placed in your heart that are keeping you at a distance from me? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, forgive me and forgive your children. What are the ideas, goals, notions, and considerations we have placed above our God? As in Deuteronomy 8 and 17, you may say in your heart, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. We give ourselves credit for God's blessing. Help us. We have built up high places in our hearts. We have places for things and people and title and wealth and power. So many of us are so full of what the world regards as important, there is barely room for our Creator. As for me, I had to repent for giving a high place to my own thoughts and opinions, for judging others and measuring others by a set of self-made rules and standards. I had to ask God to forgive me for false humility, for saying I did not feel qualified to bring the word or teach others, when in reality, I was reluctant because I did not wish to be judged as I have judged others. And I had to ask God for forgiveness. Kneeling before a righteous God and looking closely at my heart, I have no right or authority to judge anyone. God, help me to keep striving to be a truly genuine, humble servant. Help me to be honest before you. Help us all, Lord, to confess our faults to you, to face and confront our secret faults. Help us, Jesus, to tear down the high places in our hearts, to allow you to reveal our true selves to each of us, to do the work that we must do, to be honest, to confess, repent, and turn our lives over to you, to turn our thoughts over to you, to turn our hearts' intentions over to you. As you told us in Isaiah 1:18, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are like crimson, they shall be like wool. God wants to change our hearts. He wants to change the very core of each of us. Please take this opportunity to have an intimate conversation with our Savior. He has so much to tell us, so much to share with us. More than anything else, He wants us to know that He loves us unconditionally. His love is from everlasting to everlasting. And only our God can change a heart. But we must be willing to change. We must be new creatures if we plan to live with Him in eternity. The thoughts of our heart must be changed. As I complete my lesson tonight, I share from Psalm 51, verses 6 and 7 in the Amplified Version. Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, in the hidden part of my heart. You will make me to know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. God wants so much for each of us. He has such an extraordinary and marvelous plan for each of us. And according to the word, many of these benefits are already in effect. They have firmly been established for you. Check out his will, and in the New Testament, you can see what he's already put in place for each of us. In Ephesians alone, he said, you are holy and without blame. Ephesians 1 and 4. You are a new creation. Ephesians 2 and 15. You are a citizen of heaven. Ephesians 2 and 19. You are rooted and grounded in love. Ephesians 3 and 17. You speak the truth in love. Ephesians 4 and 15. You walk in love. Ephesians 5 and 2. You are more than a conqueror. Romans 8 and 37. You are filled with the Spirit. And Ephesians 5 and 18. Lastly, you allow Christ to dwell in your heart by faith. Ephesians 3 and 17. I am encouraging each of you to reach for every benefit and promise God has for you. Believe his word. Live his word. Keep the word in the thoughts of your heart. Selah. Yes and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. 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 Minister, Renee, it's back in your hand.
Thank you so much for the word that you have mentioned on tonight. Thank you for the verses. Like you say, you, God will take you back to where you started from to remind you what you were doing and what you said when you accepted the call. And I just thank God for that. I thank God for giving you the courage, giving you the excitement, and giving you the will and the want to continue to tell people about the miraculous power and love and strength of God. Even in the midst of when you're going through, God is still God. Thank you so much. I would like to find out, is there anyone on the line that would like to encourage this woman of God on tonight? If so, please speak now.
Good evening. This is Carmita, and that was really beautiful. I am glad to be here. I enjoyed the prayer. And the topic, seeking first the kingdom of God, because God is the giver of life. The great I am, actually. And in him we find purpose, meaning, and satisfaction. So this was right on point time, for all times, actually, but mostly important now, that we seek him first because he's our hope and our salvation. So I appreciate this line. I do. I appreciate every you, Minister Kaiser, Minister Seagary.
Yes.
Kaiser, yes. And Minister Margo, and all of the ministers that come on and speak on Monday. I really enjoy it. Really enjoy it.
Thank you so much, Sister Carlita. We thank you for joining in and being a part of our ministry on Monday nights. We will really appreciate that, and we ask God to continue to bless you. Anyone else would like to speak into the woman of God's life on tonight?
Yes, I would like to say something.
Karen.
Oh. All right. Sister Margo is a longtime friend, and I just really want to thank you, my sister, for letting God use you in this way and to give us such a powerful message for such a time as this. Your challenge for us to believe in His Word and live in His Word and examine ourselves are what we must do as women who love the Lord. And again, you've given us much to think about. And thank you for letting God use you in this way.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Karen McGee. Thank you so much. Your blessing. And thank you, Carmita, as well. Thank you both for your words of encouragement. I appreciate it. And we just keep moving forward in God, believing Him above all things, believing Him and having faith in His Word.
Amen.
Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else would like to speak into the woman of God's life for tonight?
Hello. This
Hello?
Is Valerie Thompson. Hello. Hello?
Yes.
I'm not sure you can hear me. This is Valerie Tolliver, and I wanted to say to Minister McCoy, I know you're going through a difficult period right now, but God is continuing to use you. And as long as you continue to have faith in His Word and in what He says, you'll be okay. We'll all be okay. All we have to do is not lose faith and continuing to know that everything is in His control. And He does things in His time, not ours.
Come on.
We know that this COVID-19 is here right now, and people are going crazy. But it's because they don't have faith. They are putting their faith in man. And man cannot control anything. But as long as we, as people and children of God, continue to believe in His Word and never lose sight of Him and what He has for us, we will be okay. That's all we have to do is continue to have faith. And we'll be okay.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Thank you so much for your prayer
and
for your words of encouragement. And we need faith, that's for sure. And He's expanding our faith, even though it's difficult. But as my cousin said, if He allows it, then we simply have to agree to it.
Yes,
God.
Amen.
But it only takes a set Bitcoin and a couple of account numbers.
We have to remember that if He brings us to it, He'll bring us through it.
Amen.
Yes.
And He will never leave you unattended. He will never take you anywhere and leave you unattended. And Minister Margo had said something that I thought was really important the other day about balance. You remember, Margo?
Yes.
We need to maintain a particular balance, a focus on Him and on His Word. Can you repeat that to us again?
Can you
remember? Yeah.
Yes, I do. I was actually talking about this whole issue of emotions because my sorors that are on the line, they know I sent a really long text last Saturday. And I was really into my emotions. I was feeling so weary, and I was just like, Lord, you got to do something. I'm looking at every name in my phone book, like every sorrow that I know I want them to pray. If they know how to pray, they got to pray today for me and my service. But it was about me, really. It was about me. And God said, this is not just about you.
Yeah.
Look. Hold on.
Amen.
Get centered. Mm-hmm. And he talked to me about peace. And the peace that he said he'd leave with us.
Mm-hmm.
That he would give mm-hmm. us. But we have to reach for that peace. And we have to
yes,
accept
Lord.
It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to ask him to help it to stay with us. Because those emotions will take off like a shot. And we'll be, you know, in a bad place. But
yeah.
God.
Amen.
But
God.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen.
Have to reach for it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
So this is something. I mean, you know, something is with the sound tonight. We've never had this problem before, but you know what? That's all right. We're still doing what God wants us to do. We're still listening and believing Him, in spite of it all. In spite of it all, we're gonna believe God.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
yes. Is anyone else would like to speak to Margo?
Or just has a word of testimony or a praise report, you know, something
I had. I have something I want to say.
Go ahead.
Well, go ahead, Pastor Troy.
I enjoyed what I heard. I didn't get a chance to hear all of it, but what I did hear, I enjoyed. These times that we are in are very trying, and they want to put us in a place of fear, and we thank God that we have been taught that we know for a fact that we can do all things through Christ, in spite of what COVID done told us, and in spite of what the CDC done warn us about. We know that God is more than able, and Auntie Margaret, I want to encourage you to keep going. I know sometimes it's like, you know, this ain't about, this ain't what I want to do. This ain't how I want to do. This is what I'm not used to. But God put us in positions for things that sometimes we've been lagging behind. They told my mom, they said Troy should have been the pastor years ago. And I look at them like, no, I shouldn't have. And they said, yes, you should. God gives us grace. And sometimes, you know, I was comfortable with just being the church musician because that's what the gift that God has given me. But God has put so many gifts down in us. It's in our lineage. It's in our bloodline. It's what they promised our, y'all call her Big Mama. I didn't get a chance to know her. But your grandmother and my great grandmother and my grandmother and my mother and even to my own children, I said, you might not want to go this way, but this is what God promised. The seed, the original seed, then the seed, then the seed, and the seed.
Come on.
That's what we promised. I want to encourage you to keep going and don't give up in spite of what you may feel or what you may think. I said this yesterday. Yes, we can. God told us that in spite of what the storms may come, he told them, we're going to the other side. Then he went to sleep in the boat.
Amen.
They got scared because the storm came. But the storm is meant to come because the storm is there to test our faith. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We say we believe God and we trust him, but when the test comes, we get scared. We try to run. Kind of matter of a Ken and Ivory Wayne, I'm going to get you sucker. She said, when them Ebenezer came down, I can hear you calling for your mama way down the block. Mama!
Yeah.
She said, so I had to run to your rescue. But that's how we do God sometimes. You know, he gave us the tools that we need for us to survive, for us to speak a word. He said, the power of life and death lies in our tongue. I am overcome.
Amen.
I am the head, not the tail. I am healed. I am delivered.
Yeah.
I am free. I would not walk in fear. Because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. My mind is stayed on what God, hallelujah, has ordained for me.
Man.
So he has ordained us in this season to walk in his will and walk in his way. And it might be a little skeptical, it might be a little fearful, you might be, you know, you might not. You might, the interesting thing is we get fearful of what we're not used to, what is something that's uncomfortable for us. Anything that's comfortable, we're not so afraid of. Like when we sit on that bench at church, we ain't scared of that bench because we know we can sit on it. That chair, it ain't going to break. Let me tell you something. When I've been to a service or two, they sit on that bench broke, didn't it? Amen. Praise the Lord. But don't be afraid, Auntie. Keep going and let God use you. And right now, I pray the anointing and the glory of God
yes,
in your
God.
Life even stronger. As people begin to come up to you more and more, they come up to you now. You're like, what you want to talk to me for? But it's put down on the inside of you.
Right.
What God has ordained in this season. I hear Mother Oreen Seaberry saying, yes, my child, hallelujah, shall serve you to another level. They've never served you before. And God made a baby sister a promise. And you know what? Sometimes we may not feel like we're ready for it. But God said, this is your time, and this is your season, and this is your season.
Right.
This is your time.
All right.
And he said, your gift is going to make room for you. And even right now, even in your household, I speak peace to where the devil wants to bring war. He wants to bring apprehension. He wants to bring a battle unnecessary. Out the blue, he goes something. I speak right now, I speak peace in your household. Peace at your job, peace everywhere you go. That God gives you what you need. He gives you the word you need, the scripture you need, and just it comes from your depths of your soul, what God has already put down on the inside of you. So keep the movement of God, keep letting God use you. Find yourself in a place of worship even more than you ever done before. Because as you begin to worship him, he's going to begin to talk to you. He's going to begin to give you revelation, knowledge. Not just what you know book wise. He's going to give you revelation. That's going to transform. That's going to illuminate. That's going to bring restoration and peace and love and deliverance in some people's life. And I claim it right now in Jesus' name, for it is so, and so it is.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Is there anyone else?
Yes, there is.
The woman of God on tonight. Go ahead, tell us.
Yes, can you hear me? My name is Denise Heeks. I am a soror of Minister Margot, and I want to say thank you for having her sowing that seed into our spirits tonight. It is exactly what we needed to hear. All we have to do is say yes and amen. God's word is true. It's the same, as it said, I'm the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And I just want to thank Margot for reminding us of the things that we need to do. Because God is faithful. He's trustworthy. He's marvelous. He's magnificent. And I just want to share one other scripture with everybody that's on the line that we had this morning. In our Bible study is 2 Chronicles 7:14, and God says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. I mean, God left us a roadmap. He left us a blueprint of all the things that we need to do. It's clear right here. He said it, and it's true. If he says, if you do this, and if you do this, and if you will turn from your ways, see my face, I promise you, I will heal your land. So we need to be right now in a spirit of humility and repentance. We need to recognize who he is, the almighty God, the one and only God, and just know that this is just another test. For those of us who call ourselves children of God, we have to remain steadfast and immovable, stay in the word, keep our eyes focused on him, and know that he said that he would never leave us or forsake us, and that his word is true.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Love hearing your voice. Thank you for those
words.
Love
you too. Thank you so much. there anyone else would like to speak on tonight?
Good evening. Good evening. Can everyone hear me? This is Sheila. I just want to say thank you for the message, the words, and all the testimonies that I have heard from the Magnificent, excuse me, I call it the Mighty 3M. Okay. Yeah, you already know. So I know I just made it, you know, just fast. The minister, Margot McCoy, Magnificent.
Oh,
okay. So I know what I missed. I have heard, but I know she is a mighty powerful speaker, and I just want to say thank you, thank you. And don't you ever leave us. Forever we are with you, and you are with us. May God forever bless us and keep us safe.
Amen.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else who would like to get in on this joy time with Minister Margot McCoy?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
This is Felicia. I wanted to say that I received the word, Margot, and I've been crying out to the Lord to fill me up until I overflow. And He has, I've been listening to the word of God, you know, all day long, and even the prayers of the saints. And so I want to thank Margot because I want to go higher. So I receive that message in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Ha ha.
Amen.
Anyone else at this time would like to speak?
There is one verse. Because we're having such a beautiful time, sing praise to the Lord, you saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holy name. That's Psalm 30.
All right now.
Yes. Well, Minister Margot, Cecilia, I know you said you were concerned about being judged, and I know you said you were concerned because you you have judged. But the good thing about it is that James 3:1 says, not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. So therefore, as you teach and you share the word of God with us, you can be assured that God
will
endow you with the power of God that you need in order to know that when you teach, God is speaking through you. So don't worry. Don't worry about what God gives you to say, because when it's God, it's good. And we know we accept what God allows.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Is there anyone else?
Well, Margot, I just want to say that to Cynthia, that you are always a blessing, and that God uses you so wonderfully, and you lend yourself to the Spirit of God. And He just has endowed you with the ability to teach on so many different levels. And it is just a blessing. It's a blessing. Just to be able to be taught by you, and the fact that you are able to rightly divide the word of truth so well. And Mother used to say, like peas and cornbread, making it plain enough and simplistic enough for people to be able to grasp it without having to be a Rhodes Scholar. That is And I thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone else who want to continue to encourage this woman of God to let her know what she's doing is called for?
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I'm going to tell you this, because even Jesus Christ was judged. But as long as the power of God is working through you, let it work. And just be strong and endure. And just keep living and speaking the word of God.
Amen.
It looks good. It looks good on you.
Yeah. Praise God.
Amen.
Black eyed peas.
Black.
I would like to thank everyone that said something on tonight. Before we close out, do we have anyone else that would like to speak to this woman of God and encourage her? Because we know God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind.
Yeah.
And we have to keep
encouraging. Yes, ma'am.
In this day and time, we got to keep encouraging people to let them know, yes, God said, you're the one. You are the one.
Amen.
You are the one.
Amen.
This is not the time. This is not the time to give it to someone else when he has called you, especially when you've been saying, God, enlarge my territory. His ways are not our ways. And his thoughts are not our thoughts. Allow God to do what he's doing, and you just get in line and follow his guide.
Amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone else?
Amen.
Well, is there anyone else on the line you'd like to speak?
This is Tony.
Hey, Doc.
Hi. I joined late, so I didn't feel that I should be saying anything, but I've always known that the Word of God comes to make us strong. I just thank Margo for her willingness to be moved by the Lord and answer that call for such a time. So we just thank you. We thank you, Renee, for your faithfulness and how you just continue to keep the word of the Lord going. And so we just thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. I'm going to say for my sisters, the Kaiser girls, our first babysitter, our first love. Thank you, Tony.
My girl.
When nobody else wanted to watch us, Tony said, give me them girls, Aunt Belle. I'll take them.
My baby. Them was my baby.
Kinfolk. That's
them
right.
Oh,
I thank you all for putting a smile on the woman of God's face, because that's something that she truly needs, because we may not know the story, we may not know the history, but we do know that when you accept the call of God, everything comes out of the woodwork, everything comes out the corner.
Yeah.
It's like
they
don't wait for the light to come on no more. They just get to move.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to say, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So Margo, just know you are the one. You said yourself, we're more than conquerors. We're more than conquerors.
Amen. Amen.
We just got to stay in God's will. And I just want you all to know, we're going to close this program out, because it don't seem like anyone else has something to say. Not saying that they don't want to say, they may not be in a position to say. But we want you all to know we're here every Monday night of the month. Next Monday is the fourth Monday. That is Prophet Antoine Thomas night. Please tune in and hear what Word of God has to say on that night. We want you all to know we're so excited about our program, that we just continually bring God's words to his people, so that you will know that we love you and there's nothing you can do about it. We love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. and with everything going on, this is the time we have to stay before God, because
Amen.
There's no other place to be. Without God, nothing is possible, but with God, all things are possible. Keep that in your spirit and just know God is our strength. He's our joy. He's our peace. He's our everything. So know that. Know that our foundational scripture, again, is Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So with that being said, when you all rest on tonight, we ask you all to get some relaxation with your resting while you're sleeping. And I'm going to ask Minister Margot if she would close us out with prayer, and we can go on with meditating on the Lord's word for the rest of the night.
Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for the gathering of your saints. We thank you, God, for allowing us through this medium to encourage and uplift one another. We thank you for just loving us just the way we are, and for also being able to perfect that which concerns us, for bringing us to the place that you would have us to be in you,
yes.
And that all things are possible for those who love God and are called according to his purpose.
Yes.
That is, all things work for good for those who love changing things up. But you know what I mean. God is just here for us. He's in us. He's with us. And like my cousin said on Sunday, that he is taking care of us just like a small child that you would find and that would need everything done for them. That's what God does for us. Everything we need, he does it for us. And we can count on him. We can count on him. We can count
Amen.
On you.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank
you,
you
for loving us.
Thank
Take
you.
Everyone
thank
here.
You.
Just help them, God. Everyone has a cross that they're bearing. Everyone has something that
yes.
they're dealing with, but they're not dealing with it alone. Help them to remember
yes.
strength in you. There's hope in
yes.
you. There's peace. In
yes.
you, and most of all,
yes.
there is love. Unconditional
yes.
love. And we have access to it. Bless each person here on this line, all those that they love, everyone that is in their heart. Keep them safe. Keep them most
yes,
of all at the foot of the cross.
Yes.
So that when you
yes.
call us, we will answer and be ready in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
And Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you all for joining in. Blog Talk is every Monday night of every month. We are here from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Sunday morning, we are on Blog Talk with Iron Sharpening Iron. Let's Talk with our very own Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Sheila Kaiser with Minister Brandon Kaiser also. We are here at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And every Friday, we are here on Facebook, live and on Blog Talk with myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser with Let's Talk, through Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministry. We are on the air at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please take time and join us. If you can't join us at the time of live broadcasting, you can catch us in the archives an hour after the program. And just know that God is God. And if we allow him to be our God, we shall be in peace and perfect comfort. And with that being said, we would like to say good night and thank you. We love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen.
Good night,
everyone.
Good
night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Love you guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.